Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk.
We have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
A walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Your life.
Yes, indeed, we are taking an adventure in paradise. Okay, don't look so sad. I'm taking you with me. It's okay. We are on this journey together, because when I get there and you're not there, then I haven't completed the journey. So we have to all be there for the journey to be complete. And then we realize there is more adventure in paradise. Michael Bernard Beckwith. Your spiritual stimulus package. Talk about abundance that comes from within you. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You know that? Do you know that you make a difference? Regardless of what's going on in your life, regardless of where you are right now, you are making a difference. We can't think about how. Just the fact that you exist, that's the difference. Your presence on this planet is creating a vibration and a ripple effect. So you make a difference. You get to choose how you see the difference you make. Family members may have said things about you, but it's not true. What is true is what you believe to be true. So your presence is changing the world right now, if you see it as so. It is about the intention. Let people know, you know what, I'm tired of all that negativity. I'm taking adventure in paradise. And guess what? I ain't taking you with me right now. But later, when I sense the adventure within myself, because sometimes I need to just put you to the side for a minute, and then I'll take you with me. You know, yes, it's about the ebb and the flow, the yin and the yang, the dark and the light, the up and the down. It's all God. It's all good. There is no spot where God is not. And when we realize that, we are truly moving in the ease of abundance that is everywhere, evenly present. That is so much more than money. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. and Eastern Standard Time, and I'm getting excited. I can feel it. I can feel it rising. I can feel it rising. Today's topic is, we're going to have a spiritual happy hour. Jill is an influence on me. Jill is influencing me. She's sending me some thoughts. We're creating abundance through ease because we're already abundant. Abundance is already here. But the journey of life is to remove the thoughts, the ways of being that is blocking what is already there, because we were miseducated, we were mistaught, we were missed something, we were missed that. And then we didn't like it when we were children, and we just decided to franchise our parents. So the things they used to say to us that we don't like, we start saying it to ourselves. And we're like, but where's the abundance? Well, this is Life Conversations Radio. We're going to unpack all of that and help you to tap into the truth of who you are. And coming up is my wonderful co-host, co-producer, co-host for Spiritual Tactic, co-producer for the show, my abundant rat, who is out there just doing all kind of stuff. So anyway, let's see. What am I trying to do? I just saw something at 36 p.m. That's what happens when I look off the wrong screen. All right, so let's bring Betty on to tell you about the going-ons, the coming-ins, and the going-out. Betty, did I get that right this time?
What?
Oh, never mind. We set this up, and you come saying, what? You want to start over again? No, we won't.
Welcome,
Betty. How are you doing?
Okay. I'm doing great, 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 great. My head cold's getting a lot better.
Yay!
And, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. So, hello, everyone. Yeah, I just feel like I'm just, you know, there's some energy going on today in this room on the lines. It's Rebecca and Jill's fault, let me say that. But my name is Betty, for those of you who don't know me, and each day I'll be bringing you the going ons, the coming ins, and the going outs of Life Conversations Radio. Now for a brief reminder to our regulars in the chat room and to those who are visiting with us today and our guest, to leave a question for Jill, Rebecca, or Ade, please go to our Ask Life Coach Ade page on Facebook. Post your question or comments there, and we'll get it back to them. I'll get it back to them. Now, I am live on that page during the show, so I'll be able to see anything you post immediately. Also, when you post there, please put it on the new post. Do not put it on a comment because it makes it a little difficult for me to see. Now, for those of you who do not do Facebook, please go to our radio website, which is lifeconversationsmedia.com. Click on the Ask Life Coach Ade tab and send in your question or comment that way. Now, this is a great option to use if you're choosing to remain anonymous. Now, we're approaching the weekend. Today is Thursday, and we do not do shows live on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. But, however, you do not have to go a day without a day. Please go to our radio site, www.lifeconversationsradio.com. There you can like, follow the show, and listen to any of our archived shows. Now, after that, return Monday, as our day will tag team with our new co-host, grief guide, author, and inspirational speaker, Tom Zuba, whose new show, Transforming Grief, airs here on Life Conversations Radio, February 15th. Now, Monday, our day and Tom will explore the new year, the new you, followed by Zoe, the process continues on Tuesday, and Michael Lennox, dream interpreter extraordinaire, on Wednesday, and then Dr. Frank Kinslow will end the week out on Thursday. And let's not forget, every day during each of these shows, Celeste Morgan will drop in for a Celestial Moment. Now, to learn all about our upcoming shows, our new upcoming shows, our hosts, our programming, our upcoming guests, and all the going on, going ins and going outs of Live Conversations, visit LifeConversationsMedia.com. And once again, to like, follow, and listen to any of our archive shows, visit LifeConversationsRadio.com. Life Coach Ade, take it away.
Thank you, baby.
It's such a dance. Yes, indeed, you're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We've started the show off with Michael Bernard Beckwith, saying he is reminding us that, listen, he's on his way to adventure and a paradise, and he's taking us with him. To find out more about Michael Bernard Beckwith, you can go to his website where he's doing his part to transform this planet called Earth and beyond. You go to agapelive.com, agapelive. Lots going on there. And if you have issues between how things used to be and you know there's more than how things used to be, you tap into how things are and how things used to be and even more. agapelive.com. And I want to welcome all of you in the chat room. Thank you all for being here. I truly appreciate you, regular listeners, those of you who keep coming back, those of you listening to the archive. You're part of something really big. I am totally, sincerely, heartfelt, you know, just gratitude from deep within. We're in this together, and thank you for sharing the show. So those of you who said, what do you mean sharing the show? Yeah, you know, when you listen to the show, part of what you need to do, oh, no, you don't need to do it. But part of the vibration is people just share. You know, when you catch something good, something exciting, you just got to share it. So if this is your first time, this is the best place to be. So just share the show anyway. Share with your friends on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, LinkedIn, Diggs, StumbleUpon. Hold on, let me go through the list. StumbleUpon. Now, okay, you know the rest. And by clicking the like button and texting it, you know, share with your friends, your lovers, your haters, your enemies. And then you say, yeah, why do I want to share that with my enemy? You know why? Because when you share it with your enemy, you realize you don't have an enemy. Because really, your inner me. You've been fighting your own self. You've been running from your own self. So when you tap into yourself, you realize, all this time I thought I had an enemy. And all that thing about frenemies, nothing. Please, you can't see what you're not. Ooh, let me stop before I step on toes. Actually, that's what we do over here. That's what we do. But we know who we are, right? Don't we, Carly? Carly, tell us, tell them who they are. Tell them who we are before I do something that I feel is coming. Carly, rescue me, please. Go ahead.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
I am free to say whatever I want to say. So are you. You are free to show up so God can show out. You are free to embrace the abundance that is yours. But not just yours, because once you catch the abundance, there's so much more. You just got to release it. But, you know, if you're struggling a little bit, guess who is here? Our wonderful, I'm just not even going to call them a guest. Our very own Jill LeBeau and Rebecca Grado, they're here. I'm not even going to read their bio because you guys know about them. So, ladies, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome home.
Thank you, Ade. So good to be home.
Yes.
Are you?
It wasn't the same without you. Now we're so complete.
Oh.
Are your
Jill
cocktail
here
glasses
with us?
Ready?
Say that again?
Everybody have their cocktail glasses out, I hope.
Oh, yeah. I got my shot. I've had a few. Can't you hear it? I've had a few this morning. And so, you know, anything I say, just blame it on the cocktail.
Well, thanks to you, I've also had my little spiritual jazzercise when you played the Michael thing. Everybody was up and dancing, right? I hope I wasn't alone in that.
Well, it didn't matter. We were looking at you, but you entertained us.
Didn't you get the email?
It's like, we weren't going to show up, but you showed up there doing your thing. Well, look at her. She's so cute. Oh, wow. Ladies, I just feel like, you know, you're home, and today's topic, we're talking about spiritual happy hour. It's already started. We're creating abundance through ease. And, you know, just do something different. No, I'm not going to do anything different. Yes, I am. Rebecca Grado, who are you?
Who am I? Oh, my goodness. What a great question. Well, I'm working on becoming nothing.
My goal for this year, I might add.
Right. And my goal for this year is to just remember that who I am is nothing but the force that is being channeled through me. And I can just relax and let go and not worry about being somebody, and that there's just great relief in discovering the freedom that who am I? I'm nobody. I am nobody, but the I with a capital I is somebody very mighty within me. And who the little I is in the world is a therapist in San Francisco and a new author. My book will be out January 30th,
yay!
So I'm very excited about that.
Woo-hoo!
And, you know, and even as I say that, it's like, oh, that's all the somebody-ness in me coming through. But really, I think the I that I want to honor within is the I with a capital I. And that's simply force. That's simply the blessing coming through.
Yes, yes. And you know that somebody in the small eye helps us to see the big eye, help us to see that we're one with the one. Go else, we'll be like, I don't know, I don't see a reflection. Where's the mirror? I need a reflection.
Yeah.
Jill LeBeau, I'm going to ask you a different question because you already know what I'm going to ask. Who are you? Who is Jill LeBeau?
You're going to ask a different question, meaning the same question? Okay, I'm going
to follow. It is a different question to me.
Okay. Well, I'm someone who I love to be in that high vibrational state of joy. I love to be inspired and to be a source of inspiration. So that's really what I'm doing here on the planet, and just loving it and loving what's going on with the new year. The energy is like, woo, it's just so fun.
Yes, 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 it is. It's exciting. It's an opportunity for us to create all that we've wanted to. The energy is there to support us. Things are changing. Things are shifting. Some things are being yanked off from our consciousness. And we're like, ouch, ouch. I'm not sure if I want to release that yet. But the universe said, you don't need that. You don't need that. You don't need that. You got more. So all is well. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. And, well, we usually don't do this, but we want to do something different today. Somebody's at work. They won't even give us their name, but they want to say something about Jill and Rebecca because they don't want the supervisor to know. Okay, so who is this person from 702 area code? Can you give us a name? But we won't tell your boss you're on the phone.
I'd love to tell you my name. My name is Lori.
Oh. Lori, okay, good. Lori is coming out. Okay, Lori, you said you have a comment for Jill and Rebecca because you're at work and you gotta go.
Yeah. First of all, good morning, Jill and Rebecca. Good morning, everyone. And
good morning.
I'd like to wish you good morning, honey. I'd like to say Happy New Year to everyone and thank you so much for all your inspiration and energy. You're a positive force for me. And since it's Spiritual Happy Hour, I'd like to add cheers to Feng Shui.
Woo!
You guys are the best. I can't thank you enough for everything.
That felt really good. What beautiful
you just keep
energy.
It coming. You guys keep it coming because you're helping a lot of people out there, all of us.
Oh, thank you, Lori. Oh, wow. That's beautiful. What a great spirit. Okay, that's
oh,
a
my
good
pleasure.
Way to start
my
happy
pleasure.
Hour.
Health and happiness to everyone. And let's just clean out our mental closets, start fresh for the new year, and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Lori. Thank you for that gift, that
Thank
love,
you.
That inspiration.
Thank you so much for your time. And once again, I just think that you are all about the best things that are in life.
Thank you.
Wow.
You guys are the best.
Creating abundance with ease. You know, when you give someone a gift, when you let them know how much they're making an impact in your life, you get to feel the abundance. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the chill. I know Jill and Rebecca's feeling the chills and the love. That's what it's about when we show up fully. So, Jill, Rebecca, let's talk about, you know, we've already created the foundation, the energy of Spiritual Happy Hour. Let's talk about creating abundance through ease. Let's go. Let's stop going on with this. Let's start with Rebecca. Rebecca, how do we create abundance through ease? I mean, there's so much going on. There's a recession. Now we come in, politics is, you know, we've got all the stuff going on. There's so many things happening, and people are still being foreclosed on. People don't have jobs. And you're talking about creating abundance through ease. I mean, come on now. Let's be real.
Yes, but there is a path, and that's the reality. That's the true reality, is that most of us think that abundance is outside of us and we have to go get it. And then that becomes work. That becomes effort. It's difficult. We have to go find it in the midst of recession and economic downturn and foreclosures, as you said. So it's like, oh, you know, and if we go out there to get our abundance, it becomes work. And we're not about work. We're about creating abundance through ease. And so what does that mean? It means don't go out, go within. Because within you is the vibration of abundance. You don't have to go get it. It's already within you. And what, you know, we're very fond of saying is that abundance isn't a thing. It's a vibration. It's an experience. It's a state of being. And all we have to do, even in this moment, we can just tap into the vibration by simply wondering, where is that? What does that feel like? We've all had moments of feeling wildly successful or abundant. You know, we might have won a free fry at McDonald's or, you know, found something, you know, just on the floor and something could have come our way with made us feel, ooh, in this moment I'm abundant. That's the vibration, and it's available to all of us at every moment. We've already experienced it in many moments of our lives. And so all we have to do is remember it, tap into it, expand it within us, and focus on that vibration of abundance. I am abundance. I don't have to go get it. I already am abundance, and it's always flowing to me and through me. And then that's the easy way. So once we become the vibration of abundance, then we begin to manifest it in our world around us. So the hard way is to go out and try to claim it in the outer world. The easier way is to just sit back and become it by remembering that we already are it. It is our birthright. It's the foundation of who we are as divine eternal beings. We are abundance. It is simply a vibration within us. So when we remember that, when we tap into it in every moment, and we celebrate it, and we raise our little cocktail glasses to it and go, yes, you know, which is a feeling I feel whenever I'm in your presence all day. There's just an inner giggle that goes yes to life. There's something about your energy. And it's, to me, that's abundance. And so when we just align with it in the moment, in this moment, then we don't have to go claim it. It just becomes ours through ease.
Right. Because what I heard you say is this whole thing about becoming abundance, releasing the energy, the vibration of abundance, and then we will attract to us everything that we see as abundance, because there's a tendency to always think of abundance as just money. But when we become it, we actually get to see we're it. That's what I hear you saying. It's like, you know, you got to become it to see it. If you go outside of yourself, then you're going from that place of lack. You always keep thinking, is it? But when you know you're it, there's no question about it. Yeah, I get it.
Exactly.
I get it.
And abundance is, for me, the very far down my list is an abundance of finances. Yes, that's important. Mm-hmm. But for me, an abundance of time, that's important. An abundance of freedom, abundance of joy, an abundance of peace, abundance of love. Those are the things that are more important to me, and I realize I already possess them. I just need to keep amplifying them within me so that they can keep coming to me. In droves, in huge amounts, but no, abundance is so much, yeah.
In so many ways, and even relationships, and health, and all that.
Exactly.
Jill, I want to ask you this because Rebecca's talking about becoming it, releasing the vibration, becoming the vibration of abundance. And there's so many techniques out there, there are different things. What can listeners do, people who are saying, you know, I'm ready to embrace, to surrender, to just fall into this abundance that I know already exists? What are things people can do to actually get into that energy of abundance?
They can declutter their minds. As we're talking about tuning into the abundance that is our natural state, we all have to deal with the cluttered mind. And the cluttered mind is nothing but the conditioning. So it's always about the past. It's always about the level of awareness or lack of awareness that our parents and the culture and society had at the time we were all conditioned. That's lived inside of us. So to the degree that we can learn how to declutter that, the mental chatter, the more we do that, the more we just, and do it with ease. Don't even make it like a burden. It's like, it's just enjoyable. It's like you notice thoughts that are out of alignment with whatever it is you're wanting to create, any form of abundance, all the different forms of it that we've already talked about. Any thought that's not in alignment with that which we're wanting to experience more fully and more deeply, we learn how to declutter it. That's the easy way, and it's a practice. It's really no more difficult than brushing your teeth. If people don't have, I'd like to talk about boundaries, because to the degree that we cultivate healthy boundaries, and I'd like to be able to kind of just explain what that is, life really takes on such a feeling of ease and effortlessness. So I loved, Ade, when you were talking about the adventure in paradise, the negative relatives or whatever. I'm not going to take you with me just yet. That was a really good point. And here's what it is. The more we set a healthy external boundary where the negative energy that's there, that's outside of us, the more we can create a healthy boundary that way. That's the external boundary. The other piece of it's the internal boundary, and that's creating that boundary around our own cluttered mind. The part of us that says, what are you talking about? You can't have this. You know, life's a suffering contest and then we die. Don't listen to these people. They're insane. That voice, if we have a boundary around it and we know how to declutter the thoughts, again, that are not in alignment with the intentions we all set for the new year, as we cultivate strong, healthy boundaries, it just becomes easy. Life gets easier and easier and easier. Because you know what? Every day we're practicing something, and it basically boils down to one of two things. We're either practicing being in fear and giving our energy to the cluttered mind or to the dysfunctional culture. We're either doing that, or we're practicing living in faith, and that's a moment-by-moment practice. And the more we practice, what happens in life when we practice something? It only gets easier. Only gets easier. So healthy boundaries, it's essential for ease and effortlessness. Yes.
I love how you tie those two together, because as I hear you, you're talking about decluttering, because when you declutter, you're letting go of something. Then you're
Absolutely.
Making a new choice, a new decision,
yes.
and saying, I'm not going to allow this in here anymore, because that last decluttering was just too much. I realize it's not serving me anymore.
Exactly.
That is really powerful. And
exactly.
then from that place, because the whole mindset of stepping into decluttering, it's an exercise.
Yes.
So we gotta practice. So if we bring another piece of junk into the mind through thought or into the house or wherever, into the car, oops, I forgot, I'm creating a new way of being. Yeah. Decluttering and boundaries. Well, we're talking about abundance, and we know that it's much more than money. It's about relationships, about good health. It's about feeling peaceful within yourself, living life fully, serving and giving, and it goes on and on. We've got a question about, what's the word I'm looking for? Relationships. So Mariana is calling from Greece. She's got a question on relations. Let's go to Mariana. Mariana, what's your question?
Hello, Adi. Hello, Joe. Hello, Rebecca. You guys
Hello.
Are great. Thank you for taking me. I'm so excited. Okay, I would like some help.
Mariana, are you on
yes.
a cordless phone? I know you're in Greece, but are you on a cordless phone?
No.
It's just the long distance. Okay, because it's kind of... But okay, we'll
call
him
three times.
What happened to you so we can hear you?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. There's some static, but go ahead.
Sorry. I am in a relationship, and I'm trying to decide what to do with it. Can you assist me?
Okay, clarify the question. Jill and Rebecca will answer that. You're in a relationship trying to do what to do with it. You're in a relationship trying to see what to do with it. I don't know what you mean. You want to sell it? You want to auction it?
Give
me some more details.
Got it?
Yeah.
The question is, stay in or get out?
Can I answer that, Audrey?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I can say something very quickly to that. We have very little information about the relationship, but I think it's less important whether you stay or you go. What's more important is that you go within and you listen for what the lessons are, because there's going to be many lessons if you stay. Right? It's obviously a relationship that doesn't feel too comfortable right now. So there's many lessons for staying. But there's also many lessons if you leave, too. And the key is to figure out, what will I learn if I stay? What within me needs to be transformed to stay in this relationship? And if I go, what am I learning? So it's something that, you know, I've always said to my clients, to my kids, you know, I'm never going to support you in running away from anything, because that doesn't grow you. You will never expand as a being. But I will always support you if you're moving towards something. And the key is to know, what am I moving towards? So again, as you're looking in this relationship, providing that this isn't an abusive relationship.
It's a great relationship. I don't have a complaint. But there are things that I want that he says no one day and yes the next day. And,
yes.
You know, he needs to make a decision. And, you know, he leaves me hanging. I need to know what's going on.
Right.
I don't
so then the question becomes. Yes, so then the question becomes, am I learning to be at peace in ambiguity? Then this is the best teacher. for me. If I'm learning to be at peace without the solid answers, if I'm learning to be at peace without being in control, then this is the teacher for me. But if that's not your lesson, if in your heart you feel that and you go, no, that's not it. Maybe what I'm learning is to leave when the time is right and to leave with love. Maybe I'm learning that I don't have to stay stuck somewhere that's no longer working for me. Then the lesson becomes crystal clear. I must leave, and I must leave now. So in response to that, I would say you need to look very deeply within yourself and ask, what is the lesson that I'm learning at this time? And both are very worthy lessons. And they're going to give you very different life paths. That's, you know, that's my suggestion, Jill. Is anything coming up for you?
No, very similar. I mean, the thing for me is always, you know, what's the situation that's going to allow me to grow and unfold the most?
And, yes.
And that, you know, as you were saying, Rebecca, that has everything to do with being able to go within. I mean, even just the way the question was phrased, you know, should I? And it's like, well, nobody can tell you what to do. But so as you go within and you look at one scenario versus the other scenario, the more you start, again, tuning into the energy and just feel in terms
okay.
feeling into which scenario allows you to feel
I am conflicted.
You're what?
Conflicted.
I am very conflicted.
Okay, great, great. Because that's what I want to ask you, and I'm going to hand it back to Jill, because you said the relationship is great. I have no complaint. But you're asking if you stay in and stay out. So even your question, there's conflict in your question. If it's great and there's no complaint, but you're asking if you stay in and stay out, it's like, why are you staying in or stay out? You're happy. So what is the confliction? Then you can really get to the heart of the matter. What is the thing you're dealing with?
Exactly.
What's the lesson? What's showing up for you?
Exactly. And maybe something
you
to do.
To
go ahead, Mariana.
You want me to answer?
Okay, say that again.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you. You said, excuse me, you said earlier, the relationship is great. I have no complaint. But your first question was, I have a question around relationship. I want to know if I should stay in or if I should stay or leave. So if the relationship
okay.
is great and you
Here's
have no complaint, why
it
are you asking
down
if you
to,
stay?
I want a child. I have
okay.
1 year left. And he is yes one day, no one day.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the confusion is...
Him, he's great.
You say you want a child and he doesn't.
I'm sorry?
You said you want a child, but he's not ready to be a father. Is that what you're saying?
One day he says yes, one day he says no.
Okay, but you saying yes, and he's like, well, I don't
yes.
know. Okay, Jill, go ahead.
Well, that's huge. I mean, if you want a child and you're with someone who one day is saying yes, one day is saying no, you know, as the mother of two grown children, what I would say to you then is really, you know, think this thing through. If that is what you're wanting, then what you know, to bring a child into this world is, you know, we all know what a huge responsibility that is. And what we want to do is bring a child into a situation where, you know, if it's just you alone and you're in it wholeheartedly, that's great. But if you're with someone else, you want someone who's like as solidly, completely, sacredly committed to being there for that child as you would be. So, you know, that inner conflict, it makes a whole lot of sense to me, and I'd pay a lot of attention to it. And also, if it were me, I'd give myself a timeline. I would say I'm willing to sit in this and be conflicted for and decide how much of your lifetime and energy do you want to sit in the conflict. At a certain point, I'd have a deadline and say, you know, by this date, I'm going to make up my mind. I'm going to either stay or go one way or another, so that you're not in that place of struggle and stuckness. That's my feeling.
Exactly, because that's called a boundary that Jill was talking about earlier. You set a boundary
yes.
not only for yourself,
mm-hmm.
but for him.
Mm-hmm.
Something came when you had a child, which it sounds like it's a huge desire for you. And I would be too in the most loving people. Then I need an
Great. We're losing you too, Rebecca. I don't know what's going on. Energy. Okay. Could you say that again? Because I think you went out.
That's You're going in and out, sweetie.
Right. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Oh. No. Oh, no. Well, let me know if out again. But I was saying it.
Uh-oh.
To finish. Oh, no.
We're losing you, hon.
I can try to call back on my cell phone.
Yes,
let me try real quick.
Let's take a break anyway.
Please,
Marianne,
I need to
come
know.
To you. And this is a time, Marianne, that we're going to take a break. And then if you can still hold on, take a break. Hold on and just feel for everything that you have heard so far. The whole thing about decluttering mind, your own thoughts, where you are, how you feel about it, and then the boundaries that you want to create in your life. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And then when Rebecca comes back, you know, you can let us know what's going on if you've seen something different. Maybe you allow yourself to see the miracle right now or maybe later. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Excuse me. Good Lord. Jill LeBeau and Rebecca Gratto, my guests. They're not really guests. They're just, you know, they have their own show. Their show's coming up. I have all dates running in my head. It's March, isn't it, Jill? Yeah, March 15th or something like that. But anyway, it's called Everyday Enlightenment. And we're talking about creating abundance through ease and abundance in every area of life, relationship, finances, emotionally, spiritually, where you get to experience yourself as who you really are. And wherever you are is wherever you are, because it's a process of life. We're here to rediscover, remember who we are. We're taking your questions, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And we're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach Ade fan page on Facebook, Ask Life Coach Ade on Facebook. You can post your questions there, and we'll get to it. And for those of you who don't do Facebook or maybe at work they've blocked it, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. They can never block that. lifeconversationsmedia.com. And you can send in your questions from that page. There's a tab that says Ask Life Coach Ade. 347-426-3346. We welcome all of you in the chat room. Let's see, who do we have in here? Uretha. I think Colby, Silent Listeners, Heart to Heart, or Heart 22 Heart. Jessica, welcome. Capiz, Mariana, Melly, Miss Dog Rescuer. Oh, how's it going? Nahali, Tamara, Electra, Vanilla Smile, Tamara, I said that already. Teresa, that's what I'm trying to say. And those that can see, those of you on the phone line, Celeste is coming at 1 p.m. for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. So much going on here, so much going on. Let me play this. I want to play this again. This is an affirmation for Mariana to just drink this and let it speak to you. And from that place, clear your truth when we come back. Your truth. We'll be right back.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer. And go to 4parents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear
and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Yes, indeed. Life Conversations Radio. Activating your voice, your throat chakra, so you can express the truth of who you are. Life is good. It's getting better. I am your host, Life Coach Ade. My guest, my co-host, is Jill LeBeau and Rebecca Grado. So let's go back to Rebecca. We're talking about being conflicted, setting boundaries in a relationship, and getting clear about what Mariana wants. Let's see. Rebecca, you are live, and Mariana, you are live.
Yes, I wanted to just follow up with what Jill was saying about boundaries. This sounded like this was an issue about setting really clear boundaries within about what, you know, she wanted, and also setting a very clear boundary with, you know, her partner. That he needs to, you know, maybe giving him a very loving timeline that says, you know, by this time you need to make a decision so that I can then move forward. But I sort of feel like it's really, she's seeking clarity in your life, right? You're looking for some clarity and
right.
Gaining your power back from this situation. In other words, you're letting your power rest in his decision. And as you gain that power back to know what it is that you want and to be very clear about that, I'm moving forward, I'm claiming that, then, you know, and I think you'll get there, as Jill was saying, through setting that very clear boundary. By this date, I need to know whether I'm in, I'm out. And that decision will be based on whether, you know, you're in or out. I also just wanted to say, you know, Jill, that was really important what you said. If he's conflicted about having a child, this doesn't bode well for
right.
being a parent.
I'm not conflicted at all.
No,
what did
I
you
said
say, Mariana?
He is.
He
no,
is.
Not you, Mariana, him.
Okay.
He is. If he's conflicted, you know, this might be a little bit of a glimpse into the future because, as Jill was saying, it is so important to have somebody beside you who is there, you know, consistently and committed, dedicated to that process of parenting this child for, you know, the next 18 years. So, and but beyond. I think in and beyond, exactly. And I think in terms of how do you gain that clarity? It's only by going within and really looking at what are the lessons that I was meant to learn in this partnership. Is it time to stay or is it time to go? That answer will be found within, and it will be found in the quiet of your soul.
I
not
was
in
helping
the
angels would tell me.
Yes, yeah.
Sorry.
It has to come from within you in the very quiet of your spirit. And the answer for him too needs to come within the quiet of his soul. Is he saying yes because he thinks that's what he's supposed to be saying? But the truth is he doesn't want that. I don't know.
What are you hearing now? What are you hearing for you? Right? Because right now it's really about you. You said I want a child. He said, well, yes, I do. Tomorrow? No, I don't. But you. As the one that's saying, this is what I want. What are you hearing right now?
Okay, what I heard is that I need to set a timeline with him. I need to look inwards and decide, my decision is done. I want a child, period. So I need to decide how much time I want to give him to make a decision in a loving, caring way, and then allow him to decide what he wants and go from there, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could go ahead, Jill and Rebecca, to speak to that.
Yeah, I mean, you got it. And just remember, this is really about your, ultimately it comes down to your love for yourself. When there are things in life that we really have, that there are deepest heart's desires, we have to value who we are and value our life enough to, again, make a decision how much of my life energy and time, because we don't get any time back, whatever time and energy we're investing, that's it. Is it, you know, we don't get refunds on that. It's no redoing on it. So, you know, how much of that do you want to invest? And then you make that decision and you go forward in life knowing, you know, you're doing what you need to do for yourself. This is your life.
And while you said time, I would say it's important for you to set time for yourself to get still.
Yes.
And from that place, everything else will take care of
it. It's important for me to set time for what?
For yourself to get still.
Okay.
Which is what Jill and Rebecca are saying. It's like, you know, get really clear. And when you clear, you're clearing out, you're decluttering. You said given a timeline, fine. But I'm also saying giving yourself time to be with you, to get clear what you want, so that energetically you start creating the boundaries.
Well, yeah,
I
one of the things
that's going on with me, my father just died.
In
regards to me, Ade, you know I'm in grief because my father just died, and pretty much I am a mess right now.
So you have a lot going on. Your father just made a transition. You want to have a child. Your partner is saying, I don't know. So there's a lot going on. So I think really ultimately it is really about taking time with yourself, really getting clear. I mean, you're grieving right now. Your father died, what, two weeks ago or something? He hasn't even been that long. So there's a lot going on emotionally, spiritually. Take what you've heard from Jill and Rebecca right now with what you know to be true for you and go within and let the voice, let your internal guidance system direct you.
Okay.
Don't be in a rush about anything right now. Don't be in a rush right now. Stay in now.
Yes.
All right?
I love you very, very much. Know that.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Mariana. Send you love and blessings. Let's go to Lita. Or is that Linda or Lita? Lita
Hi,
from
Jill.
Bay Area.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Jill.
Hi.
Hi, and I'm just calling. I didn't mean to interrupt anybody. I'm just calling rather quickly because it's long distance, and I just wanted to say thank you to Jill and let everyone know that she is a very very good therapist, and she has a combination of, which is rare in my experience growing up, high intelligence with appreciating and understanding people's emotions without being disdainful towards them. And that combination in my life is rather hard to find. And that she seems to begin where other people leave off. And I have found Jill very helpful and very very bright, very quick, but also very compassionate. They don't have to be mutually exclusive, but they can be. And so that's number one. And basically, that's basically it. And I'm just going along with my struggling with little worries, chronic worrier to anyone who's interested, but slowly making progress. And just trying to deal with day-to-day little trivial health things or not-so-trivial non-health things, but kind of plodding along and just seeing myself mature in that area. That's pretty much it.
In a nutshell. But I'm so proud of you for sharing your story. But you know, the great thing about being a chronic warrior is you're preparing yourself to be a spiritual warrior. You know, so you're in training, that's all. You're in
that's
training.
That's interesting.
Love that.
From warrior to warrior.
Yeah.
Spiritual warrior. I'll remember that one.
That's right. That's right. Right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My co-host, guest for now is Jill LeBeau and Rebecca Grado. Their website address is fengshuiyourmind.com for Rebecca, for Jill, and Rebecca Grado, GRADO.com. That's Rebecca's website. We're taking your questions and calls and comments. We'll take comments too. Comments. And you know, Rebecca and Jill, it's
we talk about being one with the one. Mariana just called and shared her story, and I'm one to believe that if one person is feeling it, there's somebody else feeling it in their house. And I always encourage people to share their questions and comments or whatever they're dealing with in workshops, on a radio show, because we help each other. And I know you two facilitate workshops and teleconferences. How powerful is it when someone on the call, in the room, is dealing with something and they allow themselves to be vulnerable to share that?
Oh, it's so ever powerful. And, you know, what I was thinking as I was just sitting here quietly is that in this new year, we all have conflict that comes up. We have confusion. We don't know which path to take. That's very typical. And oftentimes we go outside of ourselves to try to seek the answer. You know, I'll pick up more books. I'll pick up this. You know, I'll ask a lot of people. And sometimes we can find some sort, you know, a little bit of answer in those outer, you know, paths. But honestly, I think that, you know, this is a new year, and it's guiding us inward. This is a year to turn inward more, to take an even more, a deeper, profound, you know, aspect of going inward to find our answer. And it's in that peace. It's in the quiet and the stillness that we create that the clarity begins to emerge. So, you know, I'm so appreciative that she came on this call and that she allowed herself to be so vulnerable and transparent. And again, I would say to anybody who is in the same situation, and I'm sure many of us are, it's find the time. Create that practice where you allow yourself to become still, to create a space of inner stillness within. And that's where you're going to find your answers, your clarity, the solutions that will then feel undeniable, like there's the answer, that's the direction I must take. There is no question about it. And then the way to get there will reveal itself too. So, yes, I'm sure there's many of us, Ade, who come to that crossroads and we don't know which path to take, but it's always by sitting in the peace that we practice that we find the answers.
And we're getting ready for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. But before we do, I want to go to Jill. You know, Rebecca just brought up a point. There's so much going on now, not just the fact, Rebecca said, not just the new year, but there's energetically, there's things that we're going through. And we're talking about abundance with ease. And it looks like what's mm-hmm. going on in the external world, in the material world, they're saying speed up, catch up, catch up. Jill, what can we do to help us allow the ease so that we can be at peace while we're allowing the ease? Because it's just counterintuitive. We're being rushed to do this. You got to get that. You got to do that. You got to be able to listen, check your voicemail, reply to emails, send a text. So much is going on that is just telling people run speed, and they're people on a spiritual path who are saying, I'm learning about who I am. I want to learn how to speed up my acceleration. What can we do to just be all here now, Jill?
Well, you know, I want to say that I loved listening to your interview with Lama Suryadas. And a couple things were the takeaways for me. One was he talked about spending time all day long, whatever we're doing, if we're stopped at a red light, if we're waiting online, there are moments throughout the day when we can simply take a breath and go within, take a breath and go within all day long. And we can just, again, we're training ourselves. So we can train ourselves even now, even as I'm having this conversation with you and with everyone else. I'm still very much aware. I'm still going within. I'm speaking and going within simultaneously. I'm aware of the peaceful, calm, and joyful feeling that's bubbling up from within me. So we can train ourselves. It's a training. We can't keep always being so externally focused. And you also said, well, we have to do this. We got to keep up with our email and Facebook and da da da. Who says we have to do this? I mean, we don't have to do it. It's more like if it feels good to do it, then do it. The only way to create that state of consistent, we're training ourselves to consistently be in the state of high vibration. Why? Because the more we're in that state of high vibration, the easier life gets, the easier it is to magnetize to us that which we really want more of. So we're not at the mercy of, well, someone says you have to do this, and you got to do that, and you got to run around. No. Go within and decide, these are the things I'm choosing to do. We're not at the mercy and the whim of what other people are telling us we should do. That's a huge chunk of mental clutter for us to release.
Yes, indeed. Go within or go without. And talking about going within and go without will be after this segment, Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. We're going to talk about meditation because that's the thing. And when you, this is how you learn to listen and slow yourself down. It's time now for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing? Celeste is hanging with the angel. Celeste? Oh, she's here. She was just doing that. She was wrapping up with the angel. She's like, oh, I got to go to Earth. Give me the number. Hurry up. They're calling on me. The angels are saying, we don't deal with time and space. Celeste, are you there? Oh, I think the angels got her. All right, well, let's see. Benny, find out what's going on with Celeste. I don't know what's going on. Let's try this approach. I don't know.
Well, I'm hearing music. Is it just
yeah, I'm playing music, but okay. I'm trying to bring Celeste on. But she's unmuted. We can't hear her. Maybe she hasn't unmuted herself. Celeste, are you there? It's your time. It's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Let's try again. Maybe she didn't hear it.
Do I need to channel Celeste?
Yes, exactly. So everybody, let's just send Celeste some energy because I know she's kind of excited about it now. All right, we'll come back to Celeste. Betty, please find out what's going on with Celeste. Celestial Moment, and we'll come back to that. So, Rebecca, let's talk about meditation because, I mean, I've been meditating for a long time now. I'm not talking about I'm a guru that meditates 24 hours a day. But I realize how important that is for my own spiritual growth. And when we're talking about happy hour, spiritual happy hour, and creating abundance with ease, what I found is meditation is what gets you there, learning to listen with it. Let's talk about the benefit, Rebecca, the benefits of meditation.
Oh, the benefits of our meditation are enormous. And I think a lot of people have such resistance to sit just to sit quietly, or they feel like, well, what does that mean? You know, is this going to be difficult? And really all meditation is letting, it's almost like letting your inner eye turn, it's like letting your eyes turn inward and going into the interior realm. We're very focused on looking outside of ourselves at all that we want to go get. And meditation is really simply about, you know, closing our eyes or not even closing our eyes. You can walk and meditate. It's just about turning your inward, your focus inward and beginning to sort of experience the interior realms of yourself, your feelings, your thoughts, witnessing your thoughts, checking in with your emotions. So, you know, for me, meditation is really about checking in with my higher self and making that connection to Source. Creating that very clear channel. And from there, we find the benefits. We find our clarity. There's a peace that comes with it. For me, there's an instant level of detachment from all those things that feel like they're so important. And if I don't get them, life is going to fall apart. And it's like the minute I turn inward, it's like, oh, that wasn't really so important. And I think the other thing that when we're talking about creating through ease, let me just segue over here again for just a moment. When we're talking about creating through ease, we have to remember that it's our energy. It's not necessarily our effort that brings us the things that we want in life. We're very conditioned to believe that if we want something, we have to go out there and hunt it and kill it. We have to go claim it for ourselves. And that's the hard way. That's the difficult way. A much better approach is to become the essence of what we desire. So as we become that essence of whatever it is that we want, we are become a vibrational match to it, and we magnetize it to ourselves. So
our energy is what is bringing everything to us. And if we focus on that through meditation, by monitoring our energy, by raising our vibration to those levels of joy and peace and love, above all else, love, then we're perfectly positioned to attract the things we want effortlessly. We're not working hard to get the things we want in life. They just come to us. They appear. And I have to tell you, you know, yes, we have to suspend the rational part of our minds that goes, that's not true. You need to go work. You need to go take action. Yeah, a certain amount of action is necessary. But the truth is, when you start practicing magnetizing to yourself, it's amazing. Things literally show up out of nowhere. They just appear. And you don't have to work so hard in life. Life doesn't have to be difficult. You just become the energy. Be the joy. Be it's as Gandhi said, be the changes you want to see. Begin within. Right. So meditation offers this to us. As we turn inward, as we make peace, stillness, joy, love, the most important vibrations that we hold in our day, then the things that we want just show up effortlessly. And so, again, it's through carving out those 20 minutes a day, many times during our day, where we just breathe, as Jill said, and turn inward, connect with our... Sometimes it's just putting our hand to our heart, saying, I am love, I am here. You know, who is present in this body? Oh, the one. Right here, I'm here in this moment, alive, grateful. You know, as Jill was talking about decluttering too, I want to mention that another important, such a profound practice is gratitude, just to be appreciative of what you have in this moment. So as we put our hand to our heart and we breathe and we say, I'm here in this moment, and isn't it a great moment? I'm alive. I'm breathing. I am so blessed. I mean, tears come to my eyes. I'm so blessed to be here with you and Jill and Betty all day. You know, it's just what a blessing to be on the planet in this moment in time. Is there anything else that we really truly need? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I hear you. I feel it. I feel it. You know, just as you were saying, I was writing down surrender. And you talk about the energy, you know, frantic energy is what I'm hearing from you. If your energy is frantic, your life is going to be frantic. If your energy is full of love, of peace, then your experiences, the people you attract to you will mirror that. And it's in that stillness that we get to see the simplicity of life and realize what we have. And we realize and see with real eyes what we have. Gratitude becomes natural because then we start noticing things that we didn't see before. I love the way you put that. Jill, people struggling with meditation or the benefits of meditation, what do you want to say to that?
Well, somebody was just saying last night in one of the one of the groups that I do, that, you know, she doesn't like to just sit and be quiet and be in the silence. And my feeling is that, it, you know, we're all different. Look, when we go get a massage, look at the variation that, you know, that's there. There are people that like a very light touch that would drive me up the wall. Then other people are like, really get in there. I want it to be deep, et cetera, et cetera. We're all totally different. We're wired differently. Right. We're different people. So what I say in the spirit of ease and effortlessness is this. Create your practice. Create your meditation practice, whatever it is. I have to say, and many people know this about me, that one of my favorite things to do a day is to listen to archives of your shows, and I'm walking at the Berkeley Marina. The view is unbelievable, and I am in a completely blissed out state. I mean, my gratitude, my joy, it's totally off the charts as I'm doing that. That's a form of meditation. And there are certain go-to books that I have around me throughout the course of the day. I'll just pick one up, read a few sentences. That sparks me, and then I'm going within. Music is a wonderful way to be meditating. What the song we dance to, listening to Michael do his rap thing, getting up, moving
talking
around,
to your
dancing.
Best friend on the phone.
Absolutely.
I was waiting for you to get to connecting with Rebecca.
Hey,
I gave
latte, and then she just wasn't going to go there. So.
Well, you know, it's really true. I'm glad you're saying
you know.
That because, you know, we're relational beings. And so for me, one of the things I do love doing is talking with you, Rebecca, and people who are, like, this is my boundary, is that the people that I'm interacting with are people that are practicing being in that state of high vibration, so that when I'm experiencing, you know, we entrain. Entrainment is such an important concept. We entrain to other people's energy. So if there's very, very low energy without that healthy boundary, we're going to go there. And you know what? When we go there, A, it's not helpful to us. You know what else? It's not helping them. So the more we start recognizing, you know, wanting to be in the presence of other beings who have a sacred commitment to be peaceful, to be the peace they want to see out in the world, and they're practicing that, and then we're drawing them into our life, that creates, oh my God, such ease. I mean, that I can call Rebecca anytime and just talk with her, that I can speak to you, Ade, that I can speak with Betty, these kinds of people, it's like, wow, that's ease and effortlessness. That makes the whole process of life so abundant, so rich, and so easy.
Yes, yes. And what you
Yeah, we don't have to do this alone. And that's the beauty of your show, Ade, is that we have this incredible resource. I feel it every time I connect with you. There's this inner giggle that goes on in my body. It's just a yes, and you provide that for people. So we don't have to, as Jill's saying, go it alone. We can tap into, once we know where our, you know, where our temples, our churches, our places to go to just get that little attunement. But we have to remember that it's important to begin with that inner attunement and not to think we're going to go claim it outside of ourselves.
Yes, I mean, what I hear both of you saying is that whole thing of relearning, rethinking. I had a thought this morning when I was thinking of abundance. It's like, can you imagine a seed that's planted saying, I got to get out of here because I want to grow. I want to be like the tree. Let me go and ask the tree what I need to do. Let me get out this soil and this dirt. Let me get out. Yeah. But really, no, all this seed needs to do is surrender to Mother Nature and just let life happen through it. Just dies to the new birth. And that's the thing. We go within or go without. Well, we found Celeste. She had to yank herself away from the angels because, you know, angels and the light beings, and they don't deal with time and space, but they don't know Celeste live in both worlds. It's now time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Welcome back, Celeste. How are the angels doing? And all those that you're going to share with us. How's everybody doing this on the other side of the realm?
Oh, we're great. We're just dusting off our wings. Hello, Jill, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you?
Good afternoon, family.
Hi, so good to talk to you.
Oh, it's wonderful to hear your voice. I'm very excited about you joining Life Conversations Radio Network.
Aww.
And I'm just here to offer a number gift. So as I said before, my name is Celeste Morgan, and I'm so happy to be bringing you a celestial moment. Today's date is January 5th, 2012. It equals 2018. You add 2018, and you have 11. Now, numbers give us more information about ourselves, and I trust that applying the gifts of numbers, especially 11, will provide you with seeds on your spiritual journey. Now, 11 is a master number. It means you get double the power when you tap into it. So I'm telling the 11 story through tarot today, and it is the strength card. So that means double the strength. This card is connected to the heart chakra. It is astrologically associated to the Leo, fire, and it features a Celtic goddess by the name of Bridget. She's in a forest setting, and she is the keeper of the flame. She is nude and surrounded by animals, which are stereotypically scary, like snakes, spiders, scorpions, and a wolf, among other creatures. Those animals actually reflect our shadow side. And nudity in tarot speaks of one who is vulnerable and trusting. It's about dropping the mask to reveal your beautiful soul. The dance between the goddess and the animals on this card teaches about love, respect, and facing our fears. We are not to tame ourselves, but to find those things within ourselves that we need to set free. It becomes effortless when you trust yourself and allow folks to be who they be, no matter what, and that includes you. So yes, 11 is a master number, and it reminds us that we become masters of our destiny when we embrace our shadows. Take the time to listen to yourself, and don't forget it takes practice to be a master. Tapping into this energy invites the divine inner you to rise up so that you may create abundance with ease, even as you sit amongst the wild things. All is well, and that, my friends, is a celestial moment. I'll see you on Monday. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste.
Wow.
Wow, indeed. Wow, indeed. I'm left like, okay. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Celestial moment with Celeste Morgan every day at 1 o'clock, unless the angels still want to go into overtime. But we're not tripping. We go with the flow because we go within and we can go with the flow. My guests are Jill LeBeau, Rebecca Grado. Jill's website is Feng Shui Your Mind, fengshuiyourmind.com. Rebecca Grado's website is her name, rebeccagrado.com. Grado is let me spell the whole name, because people spell Rebecca differently. It's RebeccaGrado.com. And they're starting their own show here on Life Conversations Radio Network, March 14th, called Everyday Enlightenment. Whoo, Lord, I know I got to listen to that, because I need some enlightenment. I need some help. I mean, can you just feel the energy? I can't wait, really. I can't wait to hear Jill and Rebecca doing their thing on here. And I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful for this opportunity to support each other, to support our listeners, for us to just be our best selves. You know, it's such a great, it's a blessing. And Jill and Rebecca, I am beyond grateful. I don't know what the word is, you know, for you being part of our family, this family, because I know it is time to really speak the truth. Support one another. My desire, my intention has always been for this radio network is where people listen to the radio show, whatever show, whoever's hosting it, and even if it's 5 seconds, 5 minutes, 5 years, they listen to something and they go, I am okay. I am okay. I am enough. There's so much coming at us, so I'm excited. And I thank you, ladies, for the work you do, the conversations we have. You bring spirit. You bring spirit on. You download heaven on earth. I can feel it. I'm sure the listeners can feel it. As we get ready to release the show, Jill, anything you want to add, share, let us know, leave us with, whatever. It's all yours. Go for it.
Well, I just want to share my gratitude that I feel so honored and blessed and just profoundly moved by the time we've spent together, sharing with people. The energy is just, it's delicious, and what a beautiful way to be able to tap into truth and to really know we're not alone. And I'm loving what's happening in terms of this growing, expanding community. I talk about this every day with people, and I just feel so, so, so very blessed to be a part of it. And it really does feel like family, and it really feels like a home that I'm loving being a part of. So thank you so much.
Yes, yes, yes. You're welcome. Rebecca?
Well, I too want to just say I'm so grateful to you, Ade, to you, Betty. Oh, my gosh. I loved how you said it. I think you download heaven onto earth. That was just a beautiful expression. And I think that you started out the show by saying, you know, we're all in this together. We are all one. And as we remember that we are not alone, we're all in this together, and we just relax, we open up, and we just allow life, that beauty of life, that flow of love and abundance, to move through us so beautifully. There's really nothing we need to go out and do we can just be the abundance through ease and effortlessness. And life becomes at that point when we remember that we already are the grace, we already are everything that we desire. Life then becomes just joyful. So thank you again. I think Jill said it all. Thank you to you for creating this opportunity for all of us to be here.
Yes,
together.
thank you. Just moved right now and just really thinking about with all this going on, if we can all just find the courage to just live our best life, not what society says, not what our parents say about us, but just release our inner splendor. What a beautiful world we will create. It's already beautiful, but there's so much more. The fact that each and every one of you are here listening to this conversation, I invite you, whatever it is that you have, whatever gift you have, do it now. If there's anything that you catch from the show that made you go, "Ooh, I just love the show, I love the guests," well, there's something about you that the world loves, and you said, "Yes, I'm coming here to deliver it." Betty and I chatting in the chat room, Celeste used to come here and just give us gifts every day. And, you know, I started having a thought. I hadn't even spoken to Betty, thinking, you know, we just need to incorporate Celeste because she's always having gifts and breaking down this truth. And just listen to Celeste just move me, and listen to you, Jill and Rebecca. Just, you know, we're all a part of this puzzle. I remember when I started this network, well, it wasn't even a network, started a radio show. I just had a desire to have a radio show. I don't even know why. And then when it became a network and build a studio, I really didn't know what I was doing. I just had a desire. I just wanted to have my own studio. My number is one. I like to have my own. I want mine. It's mine. And I created that. And I'm just so moved by that not only do I get to live my truth, express myself, but creating a platform for others to teach, to share, to empower. It's a blessing beyond words. I just want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Jill and Rebecca will be back February 14th for Valentine's. We're going to talk about love and all that comes with it. And we'll just remind you that love is so much more than an emotion. It is freedom. Rebecca, Jill, thank you for the gift of love, the gift of inspiration, the gift of who you're both being on this planet. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ade.
Thank you, Ade. I also want to say something to you, Ade, which is that as you're saying, you know, just to people, show up with your gifts. Just be where you are and show up with whatever you have. That's extraordinary. I mean, let's face it. In this world, there's a lot of closed doors, and there's a lot of, well, let's see, what's your platform before you can come on our show, and how many people are in your database? And that's generally what, you know, that's kind of how things are. What a unique and amazing spirit you are to go, no, wait, hold on, folks. Everybody has a gift. Just bring it. There's a place for you here. Bring it. Share it. I'm not asking you what's in your database before you get to speak on this beautiful radio show. How extraordinary and how fabulous.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Thank you, ladies. We're going to go out with Karen Drucker. I am grateful. I am grateful. And the song is Grateful. KarenDrucker.com is our website. As we get ready to release the show, I am just so full. I have so many things I want to say and share. But all I've got to say is surrender to the good that's seeking to be birthed. You know, find whatever works for you. Find what works. Meditation, read, but I don't care if you don't call it meditation. Just take time to be still and listen. Take time to listen. It's for your own good. You're here. You came here to release the inner splendor. And it's all about gratitude. So I thank you all, the listeners. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. Poof. And I thank God for you. Oh, I'm having a moment. Yes, let's bring on Karen Joker to find them. I got an email from someone, I shared this with you yesterday, and she said, I woke up this morning, not with my mind state on spirit, that's a song. She woke up this morning, and this is what came to her mind. She sent me an email saying, you know, I just want to thank you. I love your show. I love your work. You keep moving, and you don't let any obstacles stop you.
And I read that. Now, I don't read that to show off. I'm not telling you that to show off, if anything, but I'm really showing up. I'm reading that to show myself and just the joy of listening to spirit. When I read that, that couldn't have come at a better time. There was an experience I was going through the day before, and I was just in a place of like, okay, let's just keep going. There's a show coming up. And because she listened, she gave me a gift. And it's like, it's this whole thing about who you are, your gift. When you put it out there, it will come back to you. It came at the perfect time. You have a gift. I don't care what you say. You have a gift. Release it and be a blessing unto others. It's bigger than me. It's we're one with one, and everyone has to show up so that God can show out. Be love. Be true to yourself. And just as important, be loved. Be loved. Being loved, allowing others to love you, is receiving. It's receiving. I'm out of here. See you tomorrow or Monday. I'll see you whenever I see you. KarenDrucker.com. Grateful. Peace and blessings.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.